Checking in on the numbers from the CME Group on this Tuesday afternoon. Futures from the wheat pit at 626 and a quarter for the nearby December, down 46 and a half today. The March at 664 and three quarters, down 47 and three quarters. And July at $7 and a quarter, down 48 and a quarter cents. Hard red July in Kansas City settled $7.36 and a quarter, down 43 and one quarter cents. December corn, 526 and a half, down 29. The March at 540, 29 cents lower. May contract 546. Six down 29 and a half cents in July at 549 and a quarter down 30. December futures for the corn pit at $4.92, a settlement price down 27 cents. January soybeans $12.19 and three quarters, 66 and three quarters lower. The March at 1227 down 66 and three quarters. The May at 1224 and three quarters, 65 and a half cents lower. And July 1224 and a quarter down 66 and a quarter. The next year's November contract at $11.36 and a quarter, down 57 and three quarters. Meal was off $18.30, oil down $2.50. CME Group Livestock, December live cattle at 98.45, 77 and a half cents lower today. The February there at 102.10. That's down 72 and a half cents as well. And the November feeders, 112.15, down 25. January contract at 114.85, down 20 cents. December lean hog futures, $1.30 lower at $68.32.5. You're listening to the Closing Market Report. It's a production of Illinois Public Media from the University of Illinois. Here's what the outside markets look like at this hour. Nearby crude oil futures are trading at $82.33 a barrel. They're down $2.52. Ethanol at 212 and 4 tenths, down 7 and 7 tenths. Natural gas at 382, 2.5 cents lower. December heating oil, that's diesel fuel, at 231 and 2 tenths, a nickel and 8 tenths lower. And the gold futures today at $1,338.30 an ounce, down $30.10. The Dow Jones Industrial Average now at 11,017. Just about 185 points lower. The U.S. dollar at 79.2 is up 0.69. The CRB index on the afternoon at 296.22 is down 9.8 for the day. Here's what the weather forecast looks like for the Urbana-Champaign area from the National Weather Service. They say today, mostly cloudy, a high near 53 degrees, west-southwest winds at 5 to 7 miles an hour. Wednesday night, rain likely. This is for tomorrow, actually. Rain likely before midnight, cloudy, a low of 36, calm winds becoming north-northwest between 7 and 10 miles an hour, though gust as high as 18 miles an hour. Then by the time we get to Thursday, should be partly sunny, a high near 46, north-northwest winds between 6 and 11 miles an hour, though gust all the way to 18. On Friday, should be sunny and breezy, a high near 52. Friday night, mostly clear, a low 37. Saturday night, partly sunny, a high near 55. Saturday evening, mostly cloudy, a low of 41, and Sunday should be mostly cloudy, a high near 56 degrees. Sunday night, chance of showers, mostly cloudy, a low of 46 here in Urbana-Champaign. And on Monday, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy, a high near 57 degrees. More on the agricultural weather forecast when we get to the bottom of the hour, and we'll talk with Don Day of Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Todd Gleason's services are made available to WILL by University of Illinois Extension.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
You're listening to the Closing Market Report. It is a Tuesday afternoon. Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities from New Market, Indiana, is on the phone line with us. Good afternoon to you, Wayne. I had a good trip back from part of the world you came from up in northern Illinois. I was with the corn growers this morning at the Illinois River Energy Ethanol Plant, quite a plant there in Rochelle.
Yeah, I heard stories about you running the meeting up there and doing a fine job as always and getting positive comments from some of our customers up in that area.
Well, positive, but of course we did see the open. It was ugly this morning and it remained that way all day long. What happened?
Well, I was trying to just start off on a positive note there, Todd. Basically, once again, the Chinese ministry basically was talking about unveiling plans for more stringent measures to tackle the consumer price inflation over there, talking about trying to stop speculation, hoarding, and cutting back and raising interest rates and all the different things along the way. And, of course, no confirmation of any corn deal made with Argentina that we were trading quite extensively yesterday. So between that, the Irish financing problems here popping up with the Eurodollar, the dollar going to the highest it's been since early September, and the crude oil selling off over $2.50 now, and the gold down sharply and silver down sharply. It didn't do anything good except send a lot of our speculators to the door. And, we had a very overbought situation in the corn and the beans, and basically it really took its toll again today, just like it did on Friday.
If you were to look ahead, will there be more yet to come to the downside?
Well, we filled the gap on the December corn left after the crop report. We sort of like leaving that open and having some sort of a resistance there popping around. I think that today's moves is going to cause some margin call selling and liquidation to continue a little bit here that way. And I don't think that China is going to come to any rescue of this market right soon. They've got enough on the books and feeling comfortable about it, and they're wanting to control or knock the food prices down for their inflation. The food inflation over there, it was running around 10.1%. So they're wanting to knock that down because their overall inflation was running around 4%. So that is one of the things that's really hitting on this that wave. So I think that we hit a lot of stops today. The one great thing that did happen today was we did touch limit down, but we did not stay there. So we don't have expanded limits tomorrow, and anybody that did want to get out today did have that opportunity, and that isn't pent-up demand to just say, get me out tonight.
I was thinking that maybe one of the other positive things, if you can think of that, was that while the gap filled today, it didn't gap down and leave an island top in the marketplace.
No, it sure didn't, and that's also a good thing as far as the technicians are concerned, because we don't want to have all the other technical things going against us besides China and all their comments and what's going on. The other thing today, Todd, is we did get some better forecasts for down in South America, and we've got a little bit of a chance of rain for tomorrow night as you're going through the forecast there, and I think that any and all of us could sure use a little shower around to add a little moisture back, if nothing else, is to save our trees before we go into freezing the ground.
Anything else to add before I let you go for the day?
I think that's about it for today. I think that, it's not time to sell cash, and it's time to sit back and wait for fundamentals to take over.
Thank you so much, Wayne.
Thanks, Todd.
Wayne Nelson is with L&M Commodities out of Newmarket, Indiana, joins us here on the Closing Mark Report on a Tuesday afternoon.